This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the studio today is a wonderful man, a singer, a Grammy-winning producer who's now added author to his resume. It's our old friend Peter Asher on The Big Show.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's funny because people who don't really follow music, they just turn the radio on and they like to listen to songs. Mm-hmm. And they don't really care much about what's behind the song, who wrote the song or who produced the song.
They would care if the songs weren't there, though.
Well, yeah. But the people who manage to record, produce, and help out with music. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes, there's some very important people. This gentleman happens to be one of them. Mm-hmm. He worked with James Taylor for many, many years and the wonderful Linda Ronstadt. Remember the Beatles? He was mixed up in that big mess.
Back yes, in the day.
It's true, I was,
it.
Yes.
And now Peter Asher's decided to write a book about it. It's The Beatles from A to Z, an alphabetical mystery. Why is this different from other Beatle books?
Well, I'll tell you why. It derived from a radio show that I do. You know, I do this weekly radio show called From Me to You, and I decided to do a series of shows based around the alphabet. Essentially, just taking a leaf out of Sesame Street's book.
Right.
And so I took a letter each week, and not just songs that began with that letter, but people and places and musical ideas and instruments
cool.
and
Very cool.
all kinds of stuff. And it caught people's fancy. The radio show did quite well. And actually, it was a publisher's idea, not mine. They came mm-hmm. to me and said, we think those episodes would make an interesting book.
And where does the radio show run?
It's a Sirius XM. It's a Sirius XM show on the Beatles channel. And
that's a good place for a Beatles show.
There is a certain logic to it, yes. So I said about that, and I thought, well, that would be quite easy because I'd just transcribe everything I said on the radio. And of course, what happens is you transcribe the show you did on the radio, which seemed perfectly fine,
right.
and you start reading it, and it's just awful.
Because nobody's going to buy this.
Our show.
Exactly, because when you speak normally, you half-finish sentences.
At least you're man enough to admit it.
Exactly. So then I realized, and not only that, of course, but on the radio, you talk about a song, and then you play it.
Right.
And you can't do that in a book. So you have to actually explain why the music is so remarkable. Mm-hmm. So then I'd realize I had to actually write the bloody book.
You mean you had to do some more work?
I had to do some actual work. Yeah. So I did, and it took a long time. But it's very much not an encyclopedia in the traditional sense of the word. It is not encyclopedic. It's not the kind of thing. I'm not an expert. I'm not talking about the outtakes and which guitar George played and you know when he changed
but
the strings.
But you were there
last.
When a lot of that music was created.
I was, but that doesn't mean I remember stuff like that.
Right.
So I talk about the music in general in terms. In musical terms, talk about what inspired what songs. And I also have no hesitation in leaping between subject matter. So it is eclectic, it's peripatetic, it's idiosyncratic. It's a weird mixture of stuff.
I love these words.
Hold on, I gotta get the dictionary.
Sorry. And so that's what it turned into. So it goes in many different directions on different letters, including, of course, the letters for which there are virtually no songs. Because, mm-hmm. you know, people are going, what's he going to do when he gets to X or Z or even Z, for that matter?
Yeah, Z and Z.
Well,
what did you do?
There is one Beatles song that does begin with Z. It's a song called Zigzag, which was a George Harrison solo song from the soundtrack of Shanghai Surprise. Was that what it was called?
Yeah, I think so.
Not apparently a very good film, which I did not see.
Well, how was the song?
The song is okay. The song's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
He's very honest. If it's not, he'll tell you right away.
But that is the only Z song. But what I, you know, for example, I've I've founded on that for a while and wondered what to do. But then I thought of two things. One, I talk about the zebra crossing, of course,
right,
which is on the cover of Abbey Road, which takes you across the road to Abbey Road Studios, which gives me access to any song I want.
There you go.
And secondly, I imagine this Beatles zoo, which is a zoo containing all the animals that the Beatles ever referred to in their songs.
Oh, how cool is that?
And there's a lot of them.
Trivia.
There's far more than you think.
Like how many? Like, well, hold do you have on. A number or do
can
you have?
I, well, can I find an actual bit?
Sure, of course you can.
I don't know it in my head.
That's really.
Should learn my whole book. Hold on, let me find Zed. See, you may not think there are that many animals, but on the White Album alone, I spotted birds, tigers, elephants, bees, and pigs. They all show up in the songs. Not to mention a lizard, a dog, an eagle, a worm, and a monkey. You see, there are quite a few dogs. Some dogs have names.
All right.
For example, that's Martha.
Right, right.
You know.
Let me get back to when you would hang out with Paul because he was dating your sister.
Okay.
Didn't he used to sleep over at your house a lot in a different room?
He lived at our house for 2 years.
Mm. Wow. Yes. Tell me that story about the song they recorded, and he was so excited he woke you up the next morning and took you downstairs to the basement.
There was a little basement music room
right.
where my mother had told Paul when he moved in that was the piano he could use whenever he wanted to. My mother used to use it for oboe lessons. She was a professional musician and an oboe professor, and there's a story in that too, which I'll get back to. But so Paul used to use that room, and I remember a particular day when John Lennon came over, and the two of them went down to this little music room, which contained just a small upright piano and a little two-person sofa and a music stand. That was about smaller than this room.
A teensy space.
It was. Yeah. And John came over, and the two of them went down and worked for a couple of hours in that music room. And then Paul called up the stairs to me in my bedroom upstairs and asked if I wanted to come down and hear the song. They had just finished writing, not recording. And of course, back then you didn't make a demo. That would have been a big deal to find a machine and everything.
Right.
But not
and expensive.
Not on your phone and expensive. Yeah. So I came down, sat on the little sofa, and they, interestingly, with no guitars, which is curious, sitting at the piano, hammering it out together, played I Want to Hold Your Hand for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
And I got goosebumps.
Ask me what I thought of it.
And what did you think?
I thought it was amazing. And
of course.
Oh, you know, that'll do. No. But the giveaway is that what you do is you say it's great, and then you immediately ask them to play it again. And of course, that's what hit records are all about.
Right.
Just like when we used to have a 45 in the old days, and
as soon as
it got to the big grooves in the middle, you'd yank it back to the beginning.
Right.
It's like that. So I asked them to play it again. And of course, the other giveaway is they were delighted to play it again.
Yeah,
they knew for sure they had a big one.
So from the moment you heard that to the moment it became a hit on the radio, how long?
I don't know. We'd have to I'd be guessing. I mean, probably a month or two.
Fairly quickly.
Fairly quickly, I would guess. I don't
know. Had to write the other side.
Exactly.
Which was another great song.
What was the B-side?
I Saw Her Standing There.
Oh, yeah, not a bad one.
Yeah.
Great bass line. I didn't hear that one in the writing stage, but yes.
I want to hear the oboe story about your mom, too.
Do you want to hear the oboe story?
Yeah.
My mother, in addition to being oboe professor at the Royal Academy of Music, gave private oboe lessons.
Oh.
And including among her list of pupils who took private lessons from her before any of the things we're talking about happened was George Martin.
Oh, my gosh.
A peculiar coincidence.
Wow. You know, I had the pleasure. This is going to sound so stupid.
Interesting.
I sat behind him one night at a Broadway show.
Oh.
I saw him at Tommy, and he was sitting right in front of me, and my wife said, "That guy's got a weird jacket on." I said, "A weird jacket? He had a satin jacket, and I hadn't noticed him. He's right in the seat in front of me." And it was a Sergeant Pepper's jacket. Had the album cover was on the back.
Wow.
Wow.
So I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said,
"Who the hell are you?"
When he turned around, I can see. Then I forgot. "Oh, I'm sorry. You're George Martin, right?"
Interesting.
Right.
That's kind of a little bit unlike George, actually. He's so unflashy, you know.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that he'd be wearing a Sergeant Pepper jacket.
His name is Peter Asher. His brand new book, The Beatles from A to Z, an alphabetical mystery tour, comes out, next week?
The 29th.
That's next Tuesday.
Comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What?
And you're also performing soon, right?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of gigs coming up, but I don't know those in my head either. I'm not very efficient. I have them here for you.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Scott.
Peter's going to be at the Cutting Room December the 11th as a special book release event. And let me tell you what. He'll sit there and tell stories, and you'll revel at his memory.
And the cutting room is such a fabulous place to see somebody like this, because it's big enough, but it's intimate enough.
Yeah, I love it.
We played really there a fabulous place.
Multiple times, and it gets better every time. It's really fun. We have a great audience there. It's terrific.
You can get tickets at thecuttingroomnyc.com. That's December the 11th. He is Peter Asher, one of the greats.
Thank you. And that is a real gig, by the way, with the band and music. It's not just me rambling away about my book.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.